This generation, in a reference to mine, as in those born in the 80s, right, is different from every other generation that has come before it. I mean, what I mean is, we were the first generation to experience the internet on a commercial level. The biggest takeaway is that there is very little we know about our ancestors' personal lives, like our great-grandmothers and whatever. All we have to go off of, usually, is photographs and video. No videos, usually, because if you're born in the 80s, you know, depending on where you live and how wealthy your family was. And many of us don't even have that. Anyone that we're related to before our great-grandparents are virtually invisible to us unless they were famous or you're rich, in which case your family, as I said before, kept track of those things. This is a stark contrast to what our own descendants will have available to them. They will, with the click of a button, be able to know absolutely everything about you and everyone else that lived in this time 200 years from now, depending on what you put online, of course. This ranges from what you ate every day, how you felt about political issues, and what you wore, including who you were with on, for instance, Labor Day weekend. Take a minute to think about that, right? Your great-great-great-granddaughter will be able to read absolutely every Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram post, who you were in a relationship with, what groups you were a part of, etc., in less than a second. This is an opportunity that ours and every generation before us was never afforded. I don't even know what my great-grandmother thought about racism in America. Another interesting part is many people don't care how they'll be viewed by their descendants. This could be due to a multitude of reasons, although I think you will find the most prevalent one being that they think they're right. You know, they don't care how their descendants see them because they think their descendants will see them as they see themselves, being right. Now, this shouldn't come as a surprise because most of us feel that we have a decent grasp on right and wrong. The problem with that thought process of perceived certainty is that it's a concept that forever evolves, referring to right and wrong. Imagine what people would have said in the Civil War era, during Jim Crow, or even 20 years ago if Facebook and Twitter had existed. Realize that everything you ever put online can and will be seen by others in the future. More importantly, the moment that you believe that you know something to be a fact when it is merely an opinion or view is the exact instance that you are most vulnerable to becoming a victim of ignorance.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.